Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day and a few minutes your way, talking about an independent domain and entity. We learned in a Mishnah here on Erev in 89, the sages say each roof is a domain unto itself. This implies that although carrying between the roofs is prohibited, each roof is itself an entirely permitted area. For me, this brings to mind the idea how we talk about here, every roof is a domain unto itself. Every person is a domain, is an entity unto itself. Each person is like their own world. In fact, we learn, I believe, in the Talmud or the commentators, Bishvili Nivra Olam, the whole world we're supposed to say was created for me. If each person says the world was created for me, doesn't that imply that we're each our own world in some level? We're each our own existence in some level. My life is not the same as your life. We might go through the same schooling. We might go through the same yeshiva. We might go to the same shul. We might live in the same community. We might even be neighbors. Or maybe we live in the same house. But each of us are our own domain. We should be respectful to the fact that we each have our own life experiences. We each have our own struggles. We each have our own strengths and things that are not strengths and things that are our chisarons, things that are our lackings, our negative traits. Every person has their own world. Everyone has their own domain, and sometimes we lose sight of that. Sometimes we forget that we're each our own domain. We forget that we have different life experiences, even if we go through many similar things together. We forget that we each have different personality traits and characteristics. We forget that we each have different strengths and pluses and minuses, and we forget these things. We have to understand that a whole person, we can't judge them just based on the outside. We can't judge them based on one action we see. We can't judge them based on one trait they have. Oh, he happens to be overweight. No, that's one aspect. We can't label them. Each person in the world is a domain to themselves. And just because you see the face of the book, you see the face of the person, you know nothing about the rest of the book. You know nothing about the rest of their life. There are all these chapters, all these facts, all this information we're missing about the person, because every person is a sum of all their life experiences, all their traits, all their decisions, all their habits, and all their positive and negative traits in one. And we're missing all of that so often. We don't remember that so often. We should take the cue from the Gemara, which teaches us here how each roof is its own domain, but really every person is its own domain. You might just see the roof of the person, the top of the person, the cover of the person, but you're missing everything underneath. Remember, be cognizant of the fact that there's so much more, so much depth to a person that we don't know. And keep that in mind, how much so it is true for every single person we ever meet in our entire life. Join us next time as we talk Erev 90 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.